2 weeks ago in our Spark conversation, we gave you all a challenge. We wanted to see you make something fantastic out of unexpected materials. And the projects just poured in. In fact, they were so good that we couldn't just pick one winner. We chose three. We loved how Maurice Kenji Clark transformed his Jeep into a rhinoceros and then made a stop-motion animation of it roaming the wilds of Indiana. And 10-year-old Mary Elizabeth Greeley made an ingenious relaxation tub out of a cardboard box filled with hundreds of those otherwise hateful styrofoam packing peanuts.
When you sit in it, your bottom is pretty much on the packing peanuts, and it feels soft, sometimes squishy. If you lie down, it's really comfortable, and if you're small enough, you can hide under the packing peanuts because there's a lot of them.
And last but not least, our third and final winner is, listening in Texas, Francesca McCullough.
Really?
Yes.
That's so exciting. Wow, that's wonderful.
And as an art teacher, that there's something appropriate there.
That is wonderful. My students will be very curious to know about this. It might inspire them even.
Exactly. Francesca made this really gorgeous sculpture inspired by the planetary orbits and the cosmos. It looks like some kind of giant, impeccably constructed nest. And it's made with hot glue and about 25,000 toothpicks.
I love toothpicks. I love wood. I'm completely fascinated by anything that comes as a raw material that I can use. So toothpicks are just easy, but I started 15 years ago. And I can't seem to get out of the habit. I'm stuck in it.
Really? So this is your medium, like it or not, I guess, at this
yes,
point.
Yes, my addiction.
And when do you work on your art? Weekends, nights?
I do about 6 hours a night, and on the weekends about 14.
But is your long-term notion to do less teaching and more art?
Yes, but I do love teaching. I get very excited teaching young ones anything about what I love in the arts. It makes me come alive.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Yes, well, thank you as well. This is very exciting.
Francesca's next project, a sculpture containing 6 million toothpicks. Thanks again to everybody who submitted their projects. You are an inspired and inspiring creative community. You can see every one of the entries at our new and improved Studio360.org.